welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn Our Light On. This is Martita Stanton. Pastor Kevin is not with us today, so I am here in a topic message that we want to share with you, and I have my co-host, Patty Wilson.
Hello, how are you?
I am excited.
Oh, good.
I am excited. I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about the changes. I'm excited about today. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited.
Good. Me too.
I wish I could explain the why behind it, but I cannot. It's coming from deep inside.
Yeah, you just know something is changing. Something's different, getting ready to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about being with you here today. And as you all know, we always bring a topic. Mm-hmm. And Miss Patty brought it today. So I'm going to let her get started because I don't want to waste any time.
All right. Well, I brought a topic that we started to talk about a couple weeks ago, just before Christmas. And we were talking about the testings and the trying of our faith. And we shared the scripture in James. And I'm going to read that again. It's James 1, 2 through 4, and it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything." And when we started talking about this a couple weeks ago, we took a rabbit trail, and it was really good. It was a really powerful message. I believe it was specifically geared towards people who needed to hear what we shared that day, and we went into some testimony and stuff like that. So people can always go back and listen to past messages if they get on Lighthouse, Merritt Island, and you can go into the archives and pull up all the old messages, teachings that are in there.
That's right. They can go to our lighthouse.net.
There it is.
And then you just go to Turn the Light On, and then you can go back and find any of the recordings, and you can hear them again and again. But I remember when we did that program together, and so you guys know, we sit here and we bring a topic, but if the Holy Spirit leads us in a certain direction, we let it roll. We don't set the tone. We pray about it and we say, "Lord, you guide us and you show us what direction you want to go." And on that day, we started with one topic and the Lord directed us completely in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Or not different, but in a different path that came out of it. So you have a plant and we just took a different branch.
Yep. We follow those rabbit trails.
Yes.
They usually lead us someplace awesome. And so that's what he did that day. So we're revisiting this topic again and going to share a little bit more scripture and a little bit more detail maybe on where we were going with that. And, you know, when we read this scripture, we don't necessarily like this one. You know, it talks about consider it pure joy when you face testings and trials of many kinds. And so when we face tests and trials in our own lives, we tend to not like it very much. It's uncomfortable. It may be difficult to get through, but it's producing inside of us a stronger faith and knowing that God is there with us. Number one, he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Amen. So no matter what we go through, we're never going through it alone. Usually there's a purpose and a plan for why we're going through what we're going through. And so if we can change our mindset to, "Okay, God, I'm not comfortable. I don't like this, but whatever it is, get me through this, learning whatever it is that you're trying to teach me. Let me get it so I don't have to go through this again, because if you don't, you will probably go through it again."
So let's talk about this, okay? I don't want to say to people either that, look, the Lord put a disease on you.
That's right.
So he can teach you a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Or that your husband was unfaithful, or your spouse, it doesn't matter, husband or wife, someone was unfaithful to you and he did it so you can learn a lesson. But he will use whatever happens in all our trials and tribulations that we go through, mm-hmm. and he will turn it for the good, and we will always learn something from it. But he doesn't use those techniques necessarily to teach you. He doesn't do it, put it on you on purpose. Because if you go to John 10:10, it says that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
But the Lord came to give us abundant life. The Bible also says that he only gives us good gifts. He cannot lie, and he doesn't want any harm to come upon you. When Jesus Christ came, he came so we're not condemned, but we are set free.
Yes.
And he came to give us faith and grace and love. But life happens. Sometimes we do it on ourselves by the choices that we make, you know. The Lord never told anybody to go use drugs or alcohol or steal or lie.
Uh-huh.
You know, we do those things on ourselves. And then there's the results come out, and then, but he will turn it, you know, when we repent and go back to him, he's faithful to forgive us and lead us on.
Mm-hmm.
Or when somebody else makes a choice, like a spouse, to be unfaithful in your life, the Lord didn't set that up. That person fell into sin. But now it's a trial that you're going through, and the Lord's going to walk through with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when your faith is going to grow and the perseverance is going to grow if you stick with him.
Exactly. Well, we can go home now because you just said everything I have in my notes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. That's awesome. But that was exactly what I wanted to point out, because we can get confused through these scriptures that talk about God testing and trying us. And that was exactly what I wanted to point out, is that not every test, not every trial is from the Lord.
Correct.
You know, the enemy comes, just like you said, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's his main goal. And so we're always going to face things that the enemy is trying to bring to take us out, to cause us to doubt God, to not walk in faith, to not persevere, to give up, really.
Yeah.
You know, and just say, okay, this is not going to happen. This is not going to change. God's never going to change me, or God's never going to change them. I can't do it. And so he wants us to stay in a place of discouragement. And that's one of his number one tactics. And we see that all the way back in Deuteronomy, where God's telling him, I've got a good plan for you. Cross on over into the promised land. I have all of these blessings for you. And then the spies go out and they come back with a negative report.
Yes, because they let fear take over.
And so fear and discouragement. And those are what the enemy uses to keep us from moving forward. But God is trying to get us, no matter what test, no matter what trial we face, to persevere, to move through that, trusting him. Even though it looks like we're facing some giants, he's saying, go ahead, because I've got blessing there. I've got the promise is waiting you if you will stand up and walk in faith and keep going.
If we look at, as you're saying, that's really good. The spies were looking with their human eyes. But we have to understand that nothing is too big for God. If we look at things through our physical eyes, we're going to look at it with our little minds and brains and not realize that this is a lot bigger. God can do anything.
That's right.
We can't look at God like a human being. The problem is, because Jesus came down here and he became a human, a lot of us are still looking at him like a human.
Mm-hmm.
When he was here, he did walk as a human 100% to show us what we can do as humans when we're connected to the Lord and the Holy Spirit. But now he's not a human anymore that is holding into that. Now he's walking as the mighty King of Kings, Lord of Lords, all almighty.
Mm-hmm.
So when he is helping us, he's not helping us as a human. He's helping us as God.
God.
Totally different.
Mm. All powerful.
But like you said, we need to renew our mind with the Word of God daily to understand the difference between looking at things in the physical way as in the human being versus the spiritual, which is a totally, completely different world.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're part in that world. We're, like Pastor Kevin always says, we have dual citizenship. We are citizens here of the earth, but we're citizens in heaven equally.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not fighting with things just with a human power. Now we have all authority, all power from the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven above.
That's right. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And that's a scripture I use a lot when I go through testing and trying. And then even his grace is sufficient for me. Amen. And his strength is made perfect in my weakness. And that's one I have to stand on. I learned that when I went to Guatemala, when God wanted me to go. Many times for years, you know, the church, everybody was going over to Guatemala, taking missions trips, and I always wanted to go, but I could never get my faith there because of some physical issues that I was dealing with. And it's like, yeah, but if I go, God, what about this? You know, what am I going to do about this? And then one time God spoke to my heart and he said, now you're going. I really want you to go on this trip. So I got all excited about it. And then the church I was attending at the time pulled out. And so I ended up going with a church of people who were all strangers to me. I didn't even know any of them, not to mention the fact I was the only woman. It turned into a youth trip. So it was all these young kids and then a pastor and a couple leaders. And so I was like, oh boy, okay, maybe I'm not here and maybe this isn't God. So I started looking, like you're talking about, we have to see in the spirit. I'm looking in the natural thinking, okay, this must not be God. This isn't the one I'm supposed to go on. You know, I was going to go with all my friends from the church and, you know, we'd support each other, so on and so forth. And then I heard the Lord say, my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
My power is made perfect, my strength in your weakness. And I kept hearing that, and I thought, okay, God.
He was right. Testing you.
He was. This was a big test and a trial for me. And so I stepped out in faith, went ahead, got my passport, went through the motions, went through the training with the group that I was with. And I kind of became like the mom of the group. Like mm-hmm. I said, I was the only woman on the trip, and these were younger kids. And it was amazing. We got to Guatemala. We were in Guatemala City, and the first place we went to was this luxurious hotel. And I'm thinking, well, this isn't so bad. You know, this is kind of cool. This is gorgeous. And so we went to where we were staying, and we got up the next day and we went out to the squatter's village. Then your eyes are opened and I'm thinking, oh, I can't do this. And not only that, but there's a language barrier. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't speak any Spanish whatsoever, so I couldn't really communicate. So I thought with these people. And I just kept quoting that scripture over and over. Your grace is sufficient. I can do all things through Christ. Your grace is sufficient. And I just began to relax and just trust God. And when I let go of all my fears and my insecurities and let God take over, it was amazing what he did, the signs and the wonders and the miracles and the language barrier even with these children. We were working in a school and it was hard work. I didn't expect to work so hard physically mm-hmm. when I got there. I wanted to do the fun stuff and just minister, excuse me. And so we did, and one day I was so frustrated because there were all these little kids around, and I wanted to talk to them so bad, and they're touching my face and my hair and, you
yes,
know, all those little things they just want to do. And so I'm like, Lord, how do I communicate? How do I break through with these kids? And I flash back to being a kid myself, and I was playing that patty cake game where you clap and you slap and you clap and you slap. And this little boy and this little girl were in front of me, so I started teaching this little girl how to play that game. The next thing I know, this little boy just pushes his way in because a crowd was building around me of all these kids, and he flops down on my lap, and he was kind of pushing the other kids out of the way, and I started playing with him, and then from then on, we were communicating through games and all these little different things. But this guy became my buddy. He followed me everywhere I went. The whole 10 days we were there, he had my hand. He was leading me through the squatters' villages. And it's a different world.
Yes, it is.
It's such a different world. I mean, you go in, these people invite you into their little tents. And I remember this one lady, she's sweeping with a broom and she's sweeping the dirt floor. Yeah. But yet I Love Lucy is on a TV that's hooked up to this pole. And it was crazy. But it was awesome. And then we went out to speak. And they're not understanding what you're saying. They have a translator there. But when it came time to minister to the women, I was just laying hands on them. And they're breaking. You know, I'm praying in English. They don't know what I'm saying. But the Spirit is reaching their inner being. Yes. And these women are just wailing and they're breaking and they're hitting the floor. So it was like God was teaching me to get outside of my head.
Yes.
You know, not to see with the natural eyes, to see what's going on in the spiritual realm. He can break through anything. So another rabbit trail, that was just a powerful lesson that I learned. And there are so many stories from that trip, but I had to persevere.
Exactly.
Through all the obstacles, because that's all they were obstacles that the enemy is putting in front of me, or my natural mind is putting, you know, we're our own worst enemies most of the time.
Our minds.
Yes. And that scripture became so real to me that through the rest of the trip, and this was probably like day three in, no matter what I faced, no matter where we went, His grace is sufficient for me. And everything just flowed. And it was so easy and it was so beautiful. And God got all the glory. I couldn't touch one bit of anything that He did. It was all Him. And we all got to see God in His awesomeness break through all the barriers that we build up in our own natural mind. It was amazing. It was awesome.
So what I'm getting through all this as you're talking is to really submit to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And not to, you know, when we finally say, okay, I'm going to stop trying to make it happen on my own.
Yep.
Because a lot of times through the trials and tribulations that we go, or temptations that we are faced with, we're trying to do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are going, I can do this on my own. I can stop whatever. I can stop spending money. I can't stop drinking. I can stop overeating. I can stop drugs on my own. I can manage it. This is not about managing. This is about putting in the feet of the Lord and saying, I repent for this. Lord, help me walk it through.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a disease, or you lost your job, or your spouse left, or your child is, you know, a prodigal, whatever it is, we all have trials in our lives. Mm-hmm. That's just part of life. This is just going to happen. But if we really connect to the Lord Jesus Christ, that is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the peace comes from. When we do that, He will walk hand in hand with us. And there will be times when He will carry us because we're too weak to walk.
Yes.
And we have to understand that He will send people along the way, you know, that will help us. And that's Jesus sending help Himself.
Mm-hmm.
So we can feel it. There's times when I've had people come to me and say, Martita, I just need one of your hugs. And I just hug them. I said, Lord, let your love flow through. And they physically feel the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is using my arms, my body, to transfer that love into them. So be willing, you know, to stand there. I don't know why. Somebody out there needs this. When you hug, don't make it a quickie. You know, it's like, oh, hi, and you give a hug. Hug somebody.
There's an impartation. There can be an impartation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hug somebody and say, Lord, love them. And let that love flow through you into them, because they're blessed, but so are you, because you will feel the presence of the Lord. You will feel that peace and that love that is amazing. And as you go, look at you and that trip that you were so stressed out about it. And you stressed yourself about it.
I did. Almost canceled many times.
And a lot of times we create that on ourselves, okay? And we need to just let go and let God.
Exactly.
To flow through and understand that through all these things and these trials that we're going, when it says, consider it pure joy. If you really connect to the Lord, you will feel the joy of the Lord and know that transformation is happening.
Yes.
And the blessings of the Lord are going to flow through and you're going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see it no matter how hard, what it is. We both, you gone through cancer, through drugs. I had my daughter with a surgery in the neck that she could have been paralyzed for the rest of her life. I've had health issues and plenty of surgeries and broken bones. I had murderers in my family that, you know, had to go through that. So I'm just sharing this so you, everybody out there, you understand that we go through trials. We go through all these things. When we're reading a Bible verse, we apply it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're talking out of experience too of, this is real. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you really look at this and say, Lord, help me go through it. Because when you're going in the middle of it, it's no fun. Let's just be real. But when we connect to the Lord and we really trust in Him, it could be pure joy. Yeah. It could be peaceful. You know? It could be celebration. Because we're not walking in the flesh anymore. We're walking in the spirit. What do you think?
I think, amen. I say amen to that. And, you know, I've walked through different situations that were difficult and that were hard, but went through it so easily because my eyes were on Him, not on myself. And I know that there was a time in my life when I was just blowing through stuff. Life was great. Not that things weren't happening, because they were, but at the same time, I was just going through it because I was busy ministering for the Lord, and just anything came my way, I just cast my care over on Him, you know?
This is really good. So let's take a little break and come back with this, because this is so important and it's going to change somebody's life.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Welcome back, everybody, to Turn the Light On. This is Martita with Patty today. This is a subject that's funny because we've tried to do it in two different occasions, but it just, Holy Spirit kicks in and we go into it, and we only have a few minutes. Go ahead and continue.
I'm going to read James 1, 2 through 4 one more time. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And so that's what God's doing in our life. These passages tell us that this is the purpose of those times, to build our faith, to grow strong in our faith. When we're strong, we'll be able to face anything the world throws at us because we'll be completely aware of how God will lead us through. This is how God receives the glory.
Amen. We are here. You know, Jesus Christ came to glorify the Father. The Father sent Jesus, and he always spoke to glorify him. Holy Spirit glorifies the Father and Jesus Christ. And through everything we do, our desire is to glorify the Father, the Son, and the Holy Amen. Spirit. When we go through all these trials and our faith grows and we can celebrate and then look back and see how the Lord was with us through every single step, we both are witnesses of the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
We can give him praise and honor. And when we have that faith, we can go through anything.
That's right.
Because as our faith and our perseverance grows,
mm-hmm.
we are physically, emotionally, and spiritually stronger.
We're overcomers.
That's right. And that leads us into the next step. And then we can help others and show them the path, because we can hold hands and say, we can do this together. And when we realize that the Lord is holding our hands through every step of the way, It blows my mind to know that no matter what, listen to us, no matter what you're going through, consider it all joy that the Lord is with you,
Amen.
That he will walk you through the hardest of times that you might be going through right now. It might not feel like it, but don't go by the feeling. Go by the faith.
That's
to
right.
know that you know that you know that the Lord is with you every step of the way.
His grace is sufficient for you, and his power is made strong in your weakness.
Amen. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So we speak a blessing over you, that you will hold on to his hand. He will carry you through no matter what, and you will be stronger at the end.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.